Shittis. That's what he answered to say that Amalei Abaye Zuzman Gitum Chiyicholel the Zuzman Gitum Chiyicholel. It's not so bad. Even though they're two wives and they both received the get the same day, one has to wait 2 months, one has to wait 3 months. Because if we look at the Zman of the get, we'll see that one was written a month before the other one. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosi de Rav, Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel. I'll bring your proof to Rav, and I'll bring your proof to Shmuel. Tanya Kavosi de Rav, I'll bring your proof to Rav. They will learn like this. Har Shaleiach get li Yishtoi. Somebody sends a get to his wife. V'nishtoi yeshliach v'derach gimel chadoshim. And it takes the shlich, he waits on the road. 3 months it takes until he gets there. So it says the locha kishigia get li yodo, when she finally receives the get after 3 months, is tzricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim. She has to still wait another 3 months before she could remarry. So you see a clear proof to Rav that we go boss of the Zman Hanasina. When she receives the get, from then on she has to wait 3 months. And it's saying now, chiddush l'get yoshon ein choshishin. We're not afraid now for get yoshon. A get yoshon means a get that if the husband writes up a get, and afterwards, before he gives it to her, if the husband lives with his wife, so the locher is that get is possible with the Rabbanin. So here, even though he had the get written up 3 months ago, and it took 3 months till the get got to her, we're not afraid to say that in between maybe live with her. Because minastam, we say, why should he live with her? If he wrote up to get and wants to give it to her, he wants to give her a get. He doesn't want to be with her. So unless we see them together, we see them have yichud, we're not afraid for a get yoshin. And it says clearly, sharei lo nisyachad imo, because they were not together, we didn't find them alone together, therefore the get is kosher. But this is the proof to Rav. Now, tani kavosi de Shmuel, I bring you another bryce, we have a proof to Shmuel. It says, Alochon, ha-mishal leish get li-ishtoi. If somebody, like a husband, writes up to get, and he gives it to a third person to hold on, eventually to give it over to his wife. V'yom aloy, and the husband says to this third person, al titzineyu lo el-yacha gimu chadoshim. I want you to hold on to the get. It's not that you have to travel for 3 months, even though they're both in town, but I just want you to hold on to the months, to this get for 3 months, and then you give it to her. So it says here, Mishenos Nullah, when this person gives over the get to his wife after 3 months, is Muteres Linosim Miyad. She's allowed to get married now, remarried right away. Or the get Yoshin and Choshin. And the get, we're not afraid that maybe in between the husband lived with his wife, to say that that get should be possible. Sharei Le Nesiachad Imo, because we did not see them alone together, so we're not afraid they live together. But this is a proof to Shmuel that we go after the Zman of the Ksiva. When the get was written up, from then on, she loses, she has the right, we count the 3 months, we count the three months from the time the get was written, Bizman HaKsiva, and from then she's allowed to remarry. Mor says now, Rav Kanav, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi, Mishas Ksiva. They both hold like Shmuel, that you go after Shas Ksiva, we start counting the 3 months from the time the get was written. Rav Popov, Rav Hunabred, Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Mishas Nesina. They say, no, you go after Shas Nesina when the get is given over. The Hilchasa, what's the Locha, Mishas Tziva, we go to Kula. So we count the 3 months from the time the get was written. So even though when the get was given over, it's 3 months later, the Maisa, she's allowed to remarry right away. As long as from the Zman HaKsiva, 3 months passed by. Itma, we learned like this. When does the ksuva have the halacha that shviyas is mishamet? We know the halacha is any chayv, any time you owe somebody money, or he owes it to you, after shmitah, when it comes to the end of the 7th year, all the chayvos are bottle. You don't have a right to collect your money anymore. That's the halacha of shmitah. Now the shala, what about a ksuva? A ksuva, even after the husband gives his wife a get, or even after the husband dies, that now she has a right to collect the ksuba. So Tosfos really explains there that most times a wife doesn't go to collect the ksuba, but rather the locher is that kol zaman she does not collect the ksuba from the yorshim, she has the right to get mezainos. That's also a tnai in the ksuba, that the yorshim, the kids that yashin and the father, they have to also support their mother. Even though she does not take a ksuba, she did not collect the money, she just sits there like and gets her paycheck for the mezainis, for the food that she needs to eat on. So minastam Anisha does not go to collect the ksuba, but rather she just collects the mezainis. When do we say no that Anisha changes her mind and now she wants to go and collect the money? Because the law of Shemitah is, the Pasuk says lo yigosh, that you cannot collect the money after Shemitah. So it's mashma, we're talking about a case that you have a right to collect the money, just now that Shemitah passed by, you can't collect it anymore. So when is it considered that Anisha now is time for her to collect the ksuba? So Gemara says, Rav Omer, Rav says, Mishatifkoim v'tiskoif. You have to do two things. Mishatifka means she already collected a little bit of the ksuba. Even let's say the ksuba is $200. If she even collected $10 already. And then the rest of the $190, she was zokav tiskoif, means like she went to Bezdin and say, listen, I want to collect the other $190 also. So Bezdin says, okay, they have to pay it to you. And they're like, made it into a choiv. That's called like a shtar choiv now that they owe her the money. So when these two things were done, now we say for sure she does not kastam sit back and receive her mezainus, but she means it that she wants to collect her ksuba. That's called the shas hagviya, now it's called lo yigosh. So if Shemitah passes by now, she can't collect it anymore. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, you do not need two things. It's enough either one of the two. Pogma, if she already collected a little bit of the money, so loch riz afa pishalai zokfa. Even though she did not go now again to Bezdin to go to collect the rest of the money, still, after she collected a little bit, we say the rest of the money is like a chayv now, that it's aimed to be collected, and if she waits till after Shemitah, she cannot collect it anymore. Or else Zokfa, let's say she went to Bezdin to tell Bezdin, listen, I want to collect my whole ksuba. Afa pisha loy pogma, even though she did not, pogma means like you took something away, even though she did not collect any money yet, still the loch riz, it's called a layigosh, it's called now the zman when she can go collect the money, and if she waits till after Shemitah, she can't collect it anymore. So the way the Taisus really explains the machlekes is, when do we see for sure the wife wants to give up her schus of getting just the mezainis, but now she means business, she wants to go down to collect the ksuba. When do we see it? So Gemara says, Tani Kavosa the Rav, Tani Kavosa the Shmuel. I have one price that's approved to Rav, and I have another price that's approved to Shmuel. Tani Kavosa the Rav. I learned that a price that says like Rav, like this. It says, Meyei Mosai Ksuba Mishametes. When does the Ksuba is? When again is the Ksuba considered? La Yigosh. When do we say Ksuba is considered? That's the time now for to collect it. That if she waits till after Shemitah, she can't collect anymore. Misha tifkoim v'tiskoif. She has to do two things. She has to already collect a little bit of money, and the rest of the money also she has in mind to collect, and she went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin changed it over into a chayiv. What about Pogma? She collected a little bit of money, but v'loi zokfa, the rest of the money she did not change it over yet into a chayiv. Harel Zokfa, she only changed it over into a chayv like she went to Bezdin already to start to complain and tell them that she wants to collect a ksuba, but she did not collect anything yet. For Loi Pogma, she did not collect anything yet. Ein the Mishametis, you should know it's not called La Yigo, she does not have a right to collect anything. So therefore, the Shemitah is not Mishamet, does not stop the chayv. And so we still have a doubt to say maybe she only wants to collect her mezainah still and not collect the rest of the money. Therefore, it's not considered lo yigosh, Shemitah does not stop it. Until she does two things, then we see for sure she means to collect the money. Now it's called the choiv, so if she waits till after Shemitah, she can't collect anymore. This is a proof to Rav. But the Lochmer is like Shmuel, Natani Kavos, the Shmuel, I bring you a proof to Shmuel. It says, Oinis, if a man is manas, a girl, a nara, so Loch Riz, he has to pay a knas of $50. Or else the knas in the case where he says the Moisi Shemra, a husband is Moisi Shemra upon his wife, that she has nus. Or else the pitui, where he talked the girl into living with her. Or also he has to pay the knas. Or else the ksubas isha. Or else the case of the ksubas isha, where the husband died, the husband gave her a get, that she has a right to collect the ksuba. So it says in all these three cases, shezok from benilva. If they made this kifa benilva, which means they went down to Bezdin to say they want to collect the money. The locharit is called like a chayv now. They have a right to collect it. And therefore, mishamtin, that if they wait till after Shemitah, they cannot collect it anymore. V'yim lav, let's say they were not zokfun, and they did not go down to Bezdin to start to ask for it yet. Ein mishamit, ein mishamtin. Then we say, Shemitah is not mishamit. It's not called lo yigosh. It's not called the zman yet. When the wife wants a collect ksuba, we would rather say she just wants to get her mezainos. Now, may Amos sign this coffin b'milva. When do we consider it that they changed it over into a chayiv? When is it called niskofim b'milva? So it says clearly, mishas hamod b'din. It's enough just that when she went down to Bezdin to start to complain in Bezdin and tells Bezdin, I want to collect my ksuba, or else by the oinus or the knas or the pitui, when they went down to Bezdin to make them pay the money, and Bezdin gave a psak din, yes, they have to pay the money, from then on it's called the chayiv, that shmit is mishamit. So this is the proof to Shmuel that you do not have to have two things, pogmo and zokfo. It's enough, either one by itself is enough. Now Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, ksuba kemaisa bezdin damya. A regular ksuba that a husband gives his wife is considered like a maisa bezdin. What does that mean? Ma maisa bezdin, just like a regular maisa bezdin, some type of a shtar that bezdin makes up, nichtovim bayoyim. You have a right to write it by daytime and sign it at nighttime. That doesn't have the psul like we had on our Mishnah. Or Vishtar Muktim or Maisa Bezdin is different. So Rashi explains, because Chiyuvim Mishum Psak Dinu, the Yafagav Leichtim, that we don't care about so much the signatures by a Maisa Bezdin. The main thing of a Maisa Bezdin is the Psak Din. So if that was done by daytime, the Shtar was kosher. So Shmuel adds on and says, "Af ksuba nechtoves b'yev v'nechtemes b'layla." A ksuba also has the same halacha like a ma'aser bezdin could be written by daytime, even though they first signed it at night. So Rashi explains why. Why is a ksuba better? So Rashi says, "Af ksuba mishas tziva de nichnas solachupa." From the time when you wrote it, when you have in mind to go to the chuppah, tikirav chasnesu, ischal shibudu v'yafagav lo yichtem. Even before the Edom sign on it, the Svara say the husband means to be mishabed himself, to have to pay the ksuba. So again, the main thing is the shas haksiva, the shibud of the ksuba ischal v'shas t'ksiva. Even though usually by regular shtar, everything is first chal at the time when the Edom sign on it. But over here by ksuba, it's like the Maisa Bezdin, it's chal v'shas t'ksiva. That's what Shmuel was mechadish. Gemara says, "Ksuboso the Rav Chiya Barav, the ksuba that Rav Chiya Barav himself used was ichtiv b'yoyim v'yichtum b'layla. It was written by daytime and first signed at nighttime. And have Rav Hosam, Rav was there v'loyam aluv v'loy midi, and Rav didn't tell them anything. So it's a proof l'chur that Rav holds like Shmuel." Gemara says, "Leima kishmuel svirle. Let's say Rav also holds like Shmuel." That a ksuba has a right to be written by daytime and first signed at nighttime. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. I'll tell you here, the case was, asukin b'yoysi inyan hevi. From the time they wrote it, they were talking exactly about it, they were working on it, exactly how much money to have to pay, what they should put in the ksuba. It just took a long time until they got to finish it. So therefore, since they're still working on it the whole time, then it's better than it's kosher. The Tanya we learned, Omer Rebbe Loza ba Rebbe Tzadik. When do we say if you have a shtar that's written by daytime and signed at nighttime, it's possible, it's psul muktam? That's when they finished the inyan of the get of the shtar by daytime. Instead, the Edom took the time to sign at nighttime, then it's possible. But if they're working with it the whole time, like Rashi explains, kivon she'edim zumanim lachtam, the Edom are there ready to sign. Just by korchem, they're pushed off because they didn't finish making up the shtar yet. And that's such a case that that's what Chas Chachamim to say that the get is still kosher or the shtar is still kosher. Even though it comes out that they first signed it at night, but there's no pagam, there's no psul, because you can't help it like Asukum by Sinyin. That's a takana to say you have a right to use the zman of the ksiva. But it could be not because Rav holds like Shmuel, there's a special takana to say that ksuba sisha is better. Could be ksuba sisha is not better. Just here the halacha is that since they're sukkah by sinyan, this is better. Then the Gemara ends off that the Mishnah says Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon says that by get isha, a get that was written by daytime and signed at nighttime still is kosher. So Omar Rav says, my time with Reb Shimon, what's the time of Reb Shimon? Why did he say to get this kosher right? Smuktim, ksavar kasiyolds, kivon chenosin ein of lagarsha. As soon as the husband puts his mind into giving his wife a get, which means at the time he had to start to write the get, Yeshuv Ein Leperus. From then on, he doesn't have Tit Peris anymore. So it's very good if you learn like Rish Lakish, that the time of a ksuba, the time of the Zman of a get, is Mishum Peris. So according to Rab Shimon, even though the get was written today and signed tomorrow, it's okay. Because from the time of the ksiva saget, that's when the husband loses his right, Tita Peris. So that's Rab Shimon Svara Ksavar, Kiva and Shinosan Enel Lagash, as soon as he put his mind into giving a get, Shuvein Le Peris. From then on, he doesn't have the right to get eat Peris anymore. Omer Rashlokas says that Lehichshu Reb Shimon El Liyalter. Reb Shimon was only makel if true the get was signed today, was written up today and signed at night time. But if you give it to her that night, then it's kosher. Avol Mikan V'Yadasara Yomim. Let's say he waits a while. He waits till 10 days to give it to her. Then the get is not kosher. That's what Shlokas is slower. Why? Chayshin and Shemafayis were afraid that maybe in between they made up. And Rashi says maybe they live together, and therefore the get becomes the get yosh and the get is possible. That's Rosh Lakish Svara. That if you waited a while from the Zman HaKsiv to the Zman HaKsima, we have to be choshish, maybe they live together, the get is possible. For Rabbi Yechanan says no. Afilu mikan v'yadasaru yomim. Even if you wait for 10 days till you give it over to her, still the get is kosher. Because the Misa, the pious, if you want to say that they made up the two of them, Curly Islay the Milsa, people will know about it. Like Rashi explains, the neighbors know when they're fighting. People that hold them by giving a get fight a lot. So therefore, if the neighbors like would have heard that the fighting stopped, then we should be afraid maybe they live together. But the Ma'al, we're talking about the neighbors heard where they were still fighting along the whole time, therefore we're not afraid to say they live together. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, we're not afraid to forget a Yoshin. So even though the husband first waits 10 days until he gives it to her, still the locker is to get this kosher. Sitma, we learned like this. Anu halacha. Omer liyasara. If a man says to 10 people, Kisvu get liyishti, go write a get and give it to my wife. So Rabbi Yechanan says, what does the husband mean by saying this? That he says to 10 people, Kisvu get liyishti. So Gemara says what he means to say is that Shnayim mishum edim, v'kula mishum tenai. That true, like we'll soon see, we're talking about where he said the word kulchem, that he wants all 10 people to sign on his get. But Rabbi Yechanan says what he means is that only two of them should be a real edim. Two of them have a lachem mishum edim. And the rest of them is only mishum tenai. It's like a condition that the husband made that this get should only be kosher if there are 10 signatures on it. But the other 8 people do not have to have the loch of Edim, like we'll soon see the Nafkamino. Even though they're psulim, still they get this kosher, as long as you have all 10 people signing on it. But Rosh Lakish, Amar Rosh Lakish says no, that kulim ishum Edim. Which means that true, the husband made a condition here, but the condition is that you have to have 10 signatures of Edim. All 10 people have to have the loch of Edim, like we'll soon see the Nafkamino. The Gemara says, Hechi Domi, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me the word really just said, that the Loyom Alehu Kuchem, that the husband only said to 10 people, Kisvu get li ishti, but he did not say the word Kuchem, and did not include that all of you should sign. If so, V'yotanan, we learn not like that. We learn later in the Mishnah that says, Oh, Mali Asara, if you say it to 10 people, Kisvu get li ishti, if you tell them, write, they get to my wife, so the locher is that echad kaisef, one of them could be the cipher to write the get, or shnayim chaisman, all you have to have is just two of them to sign the get, that's all. So how come here we're saying you have to have all 10 to sign? Ela diyom lo kulchem, it has to be over here, for sure that the husband said the word kulchem. He wants them all to sign. So Gemara says, if so, my benai, like what's the difference between the biyechon and the Rish Lakish? Since the husband said the word kulchem, so all 10 have to sign. What's the difference if according to Rabbi Yechanan only 2 is Edim and the other 8 is a Tanai, or according to Rosh Lakish that all 10 is Edim, what's the difference? The get is not kosher until you have all 10 sign on it. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Ike Benayu, there's a difference. Tichosum Beitrei Minayu Biyoyma. Let's say 2 of them signed the same day the get was written. But V'inuch Mikan V'Adasor Yomin. The other 8 first signed another 10 days. Like, so that's the Nafkamina. Man the Yama Mishrum Tanai, if you hold that the eight have to sign just as a Tanai, just as a regular condition, but the real halacha of the Eidim on the Shtar is enough of two, if so kosher, then the get is kosher, because the get was written and signed the same day, even though the other eight first signed it 10 days from now, so what? They're not halacha in Eidim, they're only in halacha in a Tanai. But according to Rabbi Rish Lakish, Uman the Yama Mishrum Eidim, Puzzle, if you hold no, like the condition of the husband was that all 10 of them have to sign the Teres Eidim, then the get is possible, because since they signed after the day it was written, that's the lock of the Mishnah, get that's written today and signed tomorrow, the get is possible. Inami, another difference is, let's say one of these other eight people was a Korav or apostle, the apostle Yedis. So Laman, the Yam Mishum Tanai Kosher, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the get is still kosher, because these eight people do not have to have a lach of Eidim, therefore they get this to kosher. But Laman the Yama Mishum Eidim, according to Rish Lakish, that says all 10 of them have to have a lach of Eidim, then it'll be possible. Because Lamaisa, one of them is a Korav or a Apostle, therefore you do not have 10 Eidim signing to get this possible. So that's enough to mean that when the husband says the word Kulchem to 10 people, does he mean to say all 10 should be Eidim, or does he only mean to say two of them are Eidim and the other eight is only a Tanai? Now the Gemara says, what's going to be Yichosim Batchila Korav Apostle? Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the other eight is only a Tanai. So he said before, therefore, if one of them is a Korav or Apostle, they get this still kosher. But what's going to be if the Korav Apostle signs first? So Amri Le Kosher, some say the get is still kosher, because the mice later on you have two kosher Eidim signing, therefore the get is kosher. But the Amri Le Apostle, some say no, in this case even Rish Lakish would agree that the get, even Rabbi Yechanan would agree that the get is possible. So explains now, Amri Le Kosher, the one that says the get is still kosher, because Tanaihu, that there's only a Tanai in the other eight. As long as you have two kosher Eidim, the get is kosher. So I don't care if the Eidim Sulim signed first. So what? Lamaisi have two Eidim Ksherim here to get this kosher. But Amri L'Apostle, the one that says no, it's possible, says like this. Osi lech lufei b'shtaros di'alma. We're afraid we'll mistake in this with other shtaros. Because usually the first two people that sign are Eidim. So if they see here that this shtar is kosher, even though they're Kerevim or Psulim, they'll come to think that the other shtaros also you could rely on the Korav or Apostle. And that's not halacha. Therefore, the Maisa, the get, is possible with Rabbanan. Mora says it once happened, the Hudu Yomalu Lasora. A man once told the 10 people, Kis will get Liishti. And Sami said the word Kulcham also. He wants all 10 to make the get for my wife. So, Chosim Beitreimit Treiminayu Biyoma. Two of them signed today. Viinuch Mikan Viatasora Yomim. And the other 8 signed within the next 10 days. So, Osla came at Rabbi Shurban Levi. They came in front of Rabbi Shurban Levi to ask him, what's the halacha here? So Amalei, Rabbi Shurban ben Levi answered back and said, you should know, Kedaihu Reb Shimon, Lismacholov B'Shas Adchak. So Rabbi Shurban ben Levi said back, we could be Seimach on Reb Shimon's Halach in our Mishnah, that says, even though the get is written today and signed tomorrow, still the get is kosher. So he said, like, B'Diyeved B'Shas Adchak, we could be Seimach on Reb Shimon. That's the only reason why he was matarit. So Gemara asks, Aib Omer Rish Lakish said that Lehichsher Reb Shimon Elli Alter. Rish Lakish said that no, Reb Shimon was only matter the get if it was signed at night time, but not if it was signed in another 10 days. So, why do you say according to Reb Shimon it's kosher over here? Here, mashma you going that all 10 have to have a shem edim. If all 10 have to have a shem edim, then according to Rish Lakish, according to Reb Shimon, the get is possible, because Reb Shimon only says it could be signed, written today and signed tonight, but not within 10 days. Aval mikan v'yadasor yom loy, he says it's possible. So Marin says, "Behi k'Rabbi Yechanan Srilei." I tell you, in this part, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the get is still kosher, even though it was written today and signed within 10 days. I, the Gemara asked, if you go according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said that Shnayim Mishum Edim, the Kulam Mishum Tanai. Rabbi Yechanan said, when you tend 10 people to take care of your get, you only mean 2 should be Edim, and the other 8 are only a Tanai. So then, what do you have to come on to Rabbi Shimon here for? Here we're talking about 2 of them signed the same day, just their other 8 signed later on. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, the get should be kosher, even according to the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, "Behi k'Rish Lakish Srilei." In this point, I tell you, Rabbi Shurban Levi holds that K'Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yishur ben Levi holds like Rish Lakish that when you say the 10, you mean all 10 have to be Eidim. So therefore, he said that if you have two signed today, and the other right within 10 days, it's kosher according to Rabbi Shimon, which goes Aliba to Rabbi Yechanan. That also according to Rabbi Shimon, to get this kosher, even though it was first signed within 10 days. Still, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the Iketam of Zaman and the get is Mishim Peiris, and the husband loses his Peiris Mishas Ksivir anyway, therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, this get is kosher. Alright, we'll stop here.